Hello, everybody, from another week of lockdown. I hope everybody's going well and keeping busy and keeping sane. Last weekend, being Easter, I tried to make some hot cross buns, but they didn't turn out very well. I'm blaming the old flour at the back of the cupboard that I used. Anyway, the birds will be happy with them when I throw them out. Also this week, I have been trying to write a poem that somehow reflects the situation that we're all in. The changing times, the loss, the shocking statistics, people losing their jobs, the whole change of environment. But it's pretty hard to sum it up in a poem, I found. I had a bit of an attempt, but now I've put it on the back burner, because that's one of the best places, I think, for poems, after you've spent a bit of time on them. Just put them away in the back burner and let them cook away on their own for a while. And then sometimes the best lines come to you when you're not expecting it. For me, it's often on the beach. I did have some other good news this week, though. I've had a selection of poems accepted for publication by a press in Adelaide, Juniondara Press, and they publish a collection of shorter collections of poems, 28 in this case, and they've been put together in a collection that I've called Songs of the Godforsaken. And I'd like to read one of those poems for you now. It was a poem I wrote pre-COVID-19, but around the time when there were lots of demonstrations about climate change. Remember climate change? And it is applicable, I think, to our situation here too. It's called Survival, and it's actually about the white-faced heron that last spring built a nest in the garden here near the sea. And I was lucky enough to watch the carry-on of the white-faced heron as it sat on its eggs. Survival. She's back again this year in heels and nuptial plumes, coquettish in pale eyeliner, the white-faced heron selecting twigs, thinking of survival. What rush of rapture bursts! These birds designed from the templates of dinosaurs, with songs that shiver in the deep wells of the soul. So, despite the cracking ice in Greenland, the rift, the cleft, the split, the spelled, despite the smell, the stench, the stink of burning forest, I see you still, framed by cross-thatched leaves, your changing of the guard, with stilt-stepped stealth, this private pact between you, this brooding hope triumphant. So that's from this new collection of mine, which is going to be out very shortly. And I'd like to just finish today with another poem. It's a little bit different, that a friend of mine in Adelaide, Joan, put me on to, a writer in Adelaide. And her name is Ali Whitelock. And she's born in Scotland and lives in Australia. And I'd like you to listen to one of her poems being narrated. It's really a poem too for the times of climate change too. So it's called "This Is Coal, Don't Be Afraid."
If you are in or close to the bush, leave now. If you choose to stay, we may not be able to save you. Save any woolen blankets you may have. Wrap yourself in them when the fire comes. There is no better place to raise kids. If you are trapped in your car, face towards the oncoming fire. Tightly close windows and doors. Get down below window level. This is your highest priority. The Prime Minister regrets any offence caused to anyone for him being away at this time of crisis. For those of you in fire affected, insert town name here, it is now too late to leave. the girls and Jen will stay on and stay out the rest of the time we had booked here. We will not be changing our climate policy settings. But I'm comforted by the fact that Australians would like me to be here, just simply so I can be here alongside them as they're going through this terrible time. How good is Hawaii? If you don't have a bushfire smoke respirator, P2, or a flat fold mask, including valve 9322A+, maximum 2 packets per customer, was $94.95, now $77.45. Stay indoors. I don't hold a hose, mate. But I understand people are angry, people are hurting. This is coal. Don't be scared, don't be afraid. Seek shelter from the heat of the fire. But look, the girls and Jen, they love holidaying in Hawaii. And so we've had a few nice days here. Drink water to prevent dehydration, evacuate your horse to the beach, have your children row for their lives. Australians will be inspired by the great feats of our cricketers. This is not about climate change. We are meeting and beating our Paris Agreement targets. How good's Australia? To the 500 million species we burned, how good's the cricket? You won't be getting any votes down here, buddy. You're an idiot. Leave the pregnant woman's hand alone. The sky will turn black. Turn your headlights on. You're out, son. Do you have a bushfire survival plan? Activate it.
Well, how good is that Scottish accent? Ali Whitelock. Look for her poems online. She's reading quite a few of them with that terrific accent. And so that's all from me for now. I'll talk to you again in the next time round, the next podcast. Thank you.